ಪೂರ್ಣಮದ
ಪೂರ್ಣಮದ
ಪೂರ್ಣಮಿದಂ
ಪೂರ್ಣಮಿದಂ
ಪೂರ್ಣಾತ್
ಪೂರ್ಣಾತ್
ಪೂರ್ಣಮುದಚ್ಯತೆ
ಪೂರ್ಣಮುದಚ್ಯತೆ
ಪೂರ್ಣಸ್ಯ
ಪೂರ್ಣಸ್ಯ
ಪೂರ್ಣಮಾದಾಯ
ಪೂರ್ಣಮಾದಾಯ
ಪೂರ್ಣಮೇವ
ಪೂರ್ಣಮೇವ
ಅವಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ
ಅವಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ
ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ
ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ
ಶುಭೋದಯ ಗುಡ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಟುಡೇಸ್ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಲೈಫ್ ಸ್ಕಿಲ್ಸ್ ಬಿ ಕವರಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಟ್ರಾಫಿಕ್ ಜ್ಯಾಮ್ ಟ್ರಾಫಿಕ್ ಜ್ಯಾಮ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ those who have experienced going to the city, all the freeways are blocked, chock-a-block, and coming back also in the evenings also. And, all the main roads are blocked. Yesterday I was in Berwick, that Clyde Road. Clyde Road is notoriously known for it's a traffic jam. Last year for International Day of Yoga, we went to the western suburb for celebrating International Day of Yoga. Program was supposed to start at 7 o'clock. We started home around 4:30, but by the time we reached 8:30, it's a traffic jam. When we are held up in the traffic, we get annoyed, agitated. We want to move forward, we have a deadline, we want to reach some destination at a particular time. We can't reach, we can't move. And sometimes we are stuck in this lane and other lane is moving freely. We kick ourselves. Why I am not in that lane? Why can't I get on? What is wrong with me? Why to me? I can't move, other people can move. I am stuck. And same, it applies to our lives also, personal lives also, personal lives. And many a times we feel we are stuck. We can't get out and get out of this situation. I want to move in my life, move forward. But because of the family or work constraint or relatives or my investment is here, I can't go. I am stuck here. I can't move. I can't move forward. It's because of the husband, wife, parents or children, my investment. I want to get out, but I can't move. I know I can go out, but I'm helpless. I'm stuck, similar to the traffic jam outside. Here, traffic jam. I can't move. Mind becomes very agitated, disturbed. And it becomes very sluggish. No motivation in the life. One becomes very helpless given the situation. And in Bhagavad Gita says, in the traffic jam, we want to move forward in our life. And even the employer in the company I am working in, there is no progress for me to go out. I am stuck. And Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about whenever I am stuck in that situation, it is with your own mind, try to come out. Yato yato nischarati mana chanchala astiram tatastataiva atmaiva vasham nayet. And yato yato nischarati, whenever your mana chanchala, mind becomes very confused, agitated and astiram, and it's unstable. Tatastato niyamyetat, tatastato, when it happens, niyamyetat atmaiva vasham nayet. Atma, your mind, try to bring your mind in your control with your own effort. And I myself, as I am okay. I put on various masks onto myself. Now I took on a role of a parent. Then my children became a problem. I took up on a role of an employer. And I am worried about what we'll do with the cash flow. I am worried about the, as an employer, I took upon a mask. I took upon a mask as an employee. And my colleagues, it's a problem. I took upon a role as a relative, I have that problem. It's a helpless situation. I took up a role as an investor, and it's a stressful life. And I took upon, and as a, whenever I am going through the tough time, ask yourself, as what you are having this problem? The question will get an answer. As a parent, I am disturbed. But as myself, I am okay. As an investor, I am under stress. But as myself, I am okay. As an employer, I am under stress. But by myself, I am okay. As an employee, I am stressed. By myself, I am okay. And whenever we took upon a role, it is not ours, which we brought it out, brought onto ourselves. When we brought onto ourselves, we assume we are responsible for that one. Whenever we took upon, we think, I am responsible for that one. And in the, when I take the responsibility, I want to be best what I am, to do, what I am doing. I took upon a pseudo responsibility, I took upon myself. And I took upon a role as a yoga teacher. And if students are not there, I am stressed. And I got to ask myself, who appointed you as a yoga teacher? I took upon a role and I am stressed. And by myself, I am okay. And Sri Krishna says, Yato yato nischarati manas chanchala asthiram. Tatastato niyamyetet atmaiva vasham nayet. As you go back, you became a parent, you were before also, you are existing before also, you exist after also, before you became a parent also, you are existing. And you took upon a role, pseudo role, and you, I am under tremendous tension. And Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam talks about Vishwasya Siti Layo Udbhava Heturadhyo Yogeshwarapi Duratyaya Yogamayaha Kshemam Vidasyati Stano Sadrisha Tatra Asmadiya Vimrishena Kya Nihartaha. In the Brahma, the creator, when the demon Hiranyakashipu was creating the havoc in the world, he got worried. How can I manage this situation? He, this person, this demon is creating a havoc everywhere, and whatever I created, he has is destroying. What should I do? Then he was confused, agitated, disturbed. Then he sat for meditation. Then he got the message from here, within. The world has the creation, destruction, and sustenance is happening without me also. That Yogeshwara, that one who is creating everything, creating sustenance and destruction, happens without me also. That Lord, Yogeshwara, he is looking after. And why unnecessarily I have to get worried, took upon the role, I am doing this one, role, and get worried? Is it not he is doing that one? It says not to take up the pseudo role. When we took up the pseudo role, and we assume that the things, I am the employer, employee, investor, we are so worried about things which we are going to leave behind, and when we are departing, none of them will come. We are not worried about what will come along with me when I depart. What is there with me permanently, I am not worried about that one. I am so worried about the things which I am going to leave behind. And I get stressed. I am stuck in the traffic jam of my life. It is none of them are coming with me. I am so worried about that one. What is coming along with me, what is there with me, I am not worried. And it says, that you pay attention to that one. We are all in a transit launch. We are in the transit launch and we are waiting for our boarding call. Boarding pass is there. Soon we have to depart. When the call, we don't know when we will get the boarding call. And when it comes, whether we like or not, we have to board. And we are in the transit launch. We have to be mindful of that one. This transit launch, and we are all travelers. We are in the transit launch. The depart, that boarding call will come anytime. We have to be prepared for that one. We are so worried about the transit launch. That coffee is not good, this is not good. And last week, I went to Brisbane. I knew when I entered the ashram, I am here for 2 days. If I go there, start complaining, your garden is not good, it is too dry, your pot is too small, and your wall paint is not good. If I start complaining, they will say, how long you are here? Why are you worried? And they will say that one. And here also, then it's a reminder. It's only 2 days. Why I should be worried? I'm here, do my part, what I have come for, do my bit and go. Here also, do what I have to do. In the do it with full heart, we have to do that one. And not to assume the pseudo role as the permanent role, which results in traffic jam in our life. We feel helpless. When you realize that one, we are on a cruise control, we will be cruising through the freeway. There is no more traffic jam. Traffic jam to come out of that one, not to assume the pseudo roles. We take upon many pseudo roles. Because of that, it's working. Because of me, world is working. I take upon so many roles, stuck. It's a traffic jam. I can't move. And come out of that one. Invest on what is going with you when the boarding call comes, and invest on that one. Then life is no longer a traffic jam. Lie down on your back.